This is Hearts of Oak podcast. Free speech, religious disagreement, children's rights, and open and free discussion on any topic are bedrock to a democratic free society, and we seek to promote and champion these basic rights. Join us. Let's keep the conversation going.
And good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us once again. This week's been a busy week. I think we've done live streams nearly every night. And tonight it is the one and only Mr. Tommy Robinson. Tommy, thank you for jumping on.
Thank you, mate. Thank you.
Always good to have you on. And I thought I would wear my Getter hat because I got all my Getter gear from the US just to piss Tommy off because he can't get over the US, of course. So winds him up.
Don't, because you know what? I'd be there tomorrow if I could go to the United States. I'd be in Texas. I'd be rolling around with my machine gun. Eating the best steak anywhere.
I'll not tell you about the steaks I had when I was listening, over there before.
Listening to Nate Smith, Country and Western. That's what I'd be doing. Driving my big pickup. That's what I'd be doing.
Go to gun show with Alex Jones.
That's exactly what I'd be doing. I'd be having a great time, and I'd also be enlightening the American public on what's on its way and just how bad it's going to get, because we have lived it, seen it. So the exactly what we've experienced, it's on its way, boys and girls. You better get ready.
Well, before we jump in, and a hell of a lot's happened, let me actually bring up Urban Scoop. So in the meantime, here is Tommy's book, just out. You can do your bit by pumping it up the Amazon bestseller. At the moment, let me have a look. At the moment, I think it's about 16, 17, somewhere like that. Let me have a look at it. Give me 1 minute.
Go on. Where is it? Come on.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. So if we scroll down, we find it is, it's number 4 in biographies. So there you go. He's number 4 in the biography section. There he is. So you need to do what you can do and push that up. And it is number 18 in the books. It's weird. They don't let, I think Naomi Wolf's book's banned, but at the moment they're letting you on. So just as long as you don't go too high, I guess.
They banned Muhammad's Quran when it went to number 1. They banned that. And where are we? Number 18. Look, I'm happy. Each time I've wrote my book, it's my chance to give my details, to tell my side of the story, away from the headlines, away from what you've all read. It's my personal story. So would I say it was therapeutic even writing it? Or was it hell? Reliving it. Trying to work out, actually.
So how does this fit into anybody that said? Is this basically a follow-up? Because a hell of a lot happened to you since then.
It's Enemy of the State. Enemy of State was my life and brought up to 2015. This recaps some of that. And then it's from 2015 up to today's date. And when I wrote Enemy of the State, I stupidly believed that the chaos might end a bit. It's gone on to get worse. It's gone on to get darker. It's gone on to... it shocks me. So, but it's my, do you know what, when I wrote Enemy of the State, it was also my chance to talk to my children, to let my children, who knows, whatever could happen at any day. Yeah? It was a chance for my children to read about what it's all about, what's happened, why Dad become Tommy Robinson, why Dad made the stand he made, and why Dad does what he does.
I can't believe Enemy of the State was 2015. I can't believe it's that long ago.
It's 2015, I know.
Wow.
2015. And you know what? This was ready 2 years ago, and then it was ready a year ago, and then Black Lives Matter blew up, and every time you put it down, I was like, the world's changed. Think about what's changed in the last 2 years, yeah? So then I thought, we can't bring out a book and not cover COVID, yeah? So, boom, here we go again. And also... I've had a chaotic few years, ups, downs, highs, lows. So actually just getting it to a position where it's in this format, where people can read what I've got to say and hear my story again. I'm happy. Yeah. I'm happy, man. And if I don't say so myself, I think I look pretty good. I think I look pretty good on that picture on the back.
is that your mugshot?
That's my mugshot. Just looking, reminiscing to Skynet. It's like a perfect. Like, I don't know when that was. That was from the Rape of Britain episode one.
Tell us, because solitary confinement, I mean, tell us the type of people who go into solitary confinement. You're obviously in Belmarsh in there. What type of people? Because again, but most of our audience won't be able to believe it, especially US audience. So tell us who that is reserved for.
So when I sat in that cell and Ross Kemp, who's a TV celebrity who was doing a documentary, came in and said, do you know who's been in this cell before you? And I was in a prison within the prison, totally segregated, my own unit. Yeah, I was like Hannibal Lecter. I said, who? He said, Ian Huntley. I said, well, he murdered two little girls. Michael Adebalajo, well, he beheaded a British soldier. And he named some other mass murderer. I said, do you know what I'm in here for? I'm in here for asking a child rapist how he felt about his verdict. I said, what does that tell you? And do you know, when I talk about Belmarsh, like I ended up, and I've done it again recently. I get myself in a bit of a low where I feel sorry for myself. And then I get fight mode, and I get back into fight mode. And fight mode is, we're going to get them. Fight mode is, I'm getting them back. Fight mode is, I'm coming for you. Yeah. Whether it be the grooming gangs, whether it be the press, whether it be the media, the politicians, I'm going to come for you, and I'm going to hit you back, basically, for what you're doing. And that's the, so I fly between those modes. And I spent in 2011, I spent 22 weeks in solitary confinement. And do you know what? It didn't affect me. It didn't affect me the way that the sentence in 2018 did. I can't explain why. Maybe because my children have all grown up. Maybe I've got three kids at that time. Maybe because I was more fearful for my life at that time. But yeah, I have, so people read and understand what I've been to prison for and spent time on solitary confinement. For paper irregularities, like 2011, 22 weeks for a passport issue in trying to get into the United States. Spent 22 weeks in solitary confinement for that. But then I asked a grooming gang, you know, the ones that no one was allowed to talk to. We're all talking about them this week. But the ones that were suppressed, so people understand, you know, right now, GB News, everyone's sitting and they're bravely speaking about these Pakistani Muslim rape gangs. Well, when we started our activism in 2009, no one had even spoke about them. So you have to understand that when we started to, the police, the government, the Home Office, their MO was shut them up at any cost. When I was put in prison in 2011, I was, the legalities, you're not allowed to spend more than 28 days in solitary confinement because it breaks your mental health. Yeah? They got me from, I started in Wandsworth, solitary confinement, and then they moved me to, they got me up for one day, transferred me to Bedford. Then 28 days later, they got me up, they transferred me to Milton Keynes prison. Then 28 days, they got me up and they transferred me to back to Wandsworth. Woodhill, and then to Wayland prison. So that's how they got around the legalities of it, yeah, to keep you on solitary confinement. But as I said, I didn't feel the effect in 2011, but 2018, I probably went into prison and come out. Went into prison one person and come out a different, madly. Yeah. And that's, and it sounds mad, doesn't it? Because you just think sitting in a room, what's the problem sitting in a room? But it's the, as I explained, when I was sat in the room in 2018, I've made a film, yeah, which proves all of this as well. It proves the mental side of what they do. When I say that they, I talk about the unholy alliance, the prosecutors, the priests, the law, all of them, yeah, all of them united together for their unholy alliance of currently what we're witnessing happening in Europe and across the world. The destruction of the West, the destruction of the man, the weakening of the man. If you look at the crimes that have just been exposed this week in Britain and over the last how many years with the rape of our daughters, the torture of our daughters, there should be a revolution. Why is there not a revolution? Because we have feminized and we've weakened and we have become a generation of cowards. It's an embarrassment for most people to even call themselves a man. if they're even allowed to call themselves a man nowadays, right?
No, you're not.
Is that not a hate crime?
This is Pride Month. Come on, Tommy.
It's the destruction of who we are. And there would be a revolution right now if England was full of men. Yeah. But it's not. And that is the scary state of affairs. When you look at the crimes that have been committed, when you look at what's happened in the UK, whether it be the terrorist attacks, whether it be the 26 blown up in Manchester bombings, whether it be Lee Rigby being beheaded, there hasn't actually been a reaction to any of it. Islam's grown in power. Our borders have become more open. The push for diversity has got stronger. No warning signs. Generation of our daughters being raped, tortured, abused, murdered in towns and cities across our country, and still the borders are open, and still they're importing Islamic refugees, still they're replacing the population. They're just accelerating. The overtaking of the American election, the Texas border, it's just accelerated. And it's accelerated to a level where I think that they don't care. Their globalist plan is what's being enforced, whether it be in Ukraine, whatever it is, COVID, we're doing it. And you little peasants ain't getting in the way. And that's what we are. We are the peasants we are ordinary people trying to do extraordinary things. And that's what we've been doing now for 15 years. There's many of us now. There's many of you. There's many people sitting on talk shows. And it's a war of information. And what it's going to take to defeat what we are seeing happening is, I'd say, a worldwide revolution against what we're seeing. Because they're winning. They're winning. They're destroying your country. Look what they're doing to America. I can't believe what America's become. I can't believe it. I can't believe the weakening of it. I can't believe the state. You are the global superpower. You're the United States of America. And you're currently a laughing stock. And you're a laughing stock because you've intentionally made a laughing stock, because they no longer want you as the head superpower. They want their one world plan involving China. They need rid of Putin. They need, just like they wanted rid of Gaddafi. I just think that, yeah, I don't know. I'm probably quite a depressed person to be having sat here talking to you at a minute, because I'm pretty fed up with all of it. I'm tired. I've hardly slept. I just think, we are in dire straits. We are in desperate need. What can we do? We can talk about it. We can try and awaken people. We can try and enlighten them. We can act. But every single man needs to look at himself. You need to look at your kids. You need to look at where your country's going. Look at the state there. Look what they're doing to us. Yeah, look what they're doing across this country. Look at your little babies and ask, is there something more you could do? And when everyone says, well, what can we do? And that's where they've got everyone. Yeah? What can we do? Most people didn't want to talk about Islam. Most of you are too scared to even mention the word Pakistani or Muslim or the fact that or even I'm happy GB News are reporting. I'm happy that there's some brave reporters. Patrick Christie's doing an amazing job. Mark Stein, I think he's amazing. I think he's knowledgeable to another level. And he has been for a decade. He's not just joined this thing. Yeah. He has been talking about it. I've been watching far away for years.
Yeah.
But what can you do? What can we do?
But he was, I mean, watching the reports, and we'll get, actually hold off Mark Stein, because I want to come back to him. But one of the things we can do is sign up with Urban Scoop to support you, to consider donating. That's what people will get. Tell us what Urban Scoop is about. In case people have missed Rape of Britain 1, Rape of Britain 2, with the third one going to come out, tell them what they will find on Urban Scoop and how they can support you through that.
Urban Scoop is an alternative media platform who employ me, but they employ many other people, and they fund some amazing investigative journalism where we go after the men who have raped our daughters for generations. We don't just go after the men. We show you who they are. We show you their businesses. These men who are living a life of Riley, running around the town centres, whilst the girls are all living in squalor, many of them dead, tortured, abused. We go and question them. And we put together the stories in a very, very investigative way, a very professional way. We investigate the police officers who are corrupt. Urban Scoop is the organisation that helps us. We've had to relocate multiple victims to safety because the police are not there to protect them. Because the police don't want these girls to come forward as witnesses. They don't want them. So they don't want the court cases. They've been involved in it from the start. We're reading this now in the latest Oldham reports. But what Urban Scoop is the only journalist organisation that is taking the fight to them. And when I say the fight, I don't mean a physical fight. I mean, we are, it is, I see it as my job to show you what I know. Yeah. And to show America what I know, to show all of you, because it's coming to your town and cities. Like, you better get ready, because you, when you hear the stories of young 10-year-old girls, I mean, literally in the city, we've been investigating in Telford, the men, the Pakistani Muslim men, were going and kicking the doors in, basically, of the mother's house and taking her daughter. Police are doing nothing. That daughter's now dead, that one, 13 years old, murdered. But so we investigate them, we make documentaries, I've made many. If you can sign up, we struggle, because we're not the BBC, yeah? Give me the power. Do you know what? In fact, I had the power until you silenced me. Until I was deleted, I had 6 million people watching my videos in every four weeks. We were reaching tens of millions. I was going live and having 30,000 people log on. So we had the power. And that was giving me the opportunity to educate the British public on the state of affairs in our towns and cities. Because many people haven't grown up in a town like I've grown up, in Luton Town. The town I've grown up is 50% Muslim population. And I will tell you what happens when you get to that stage. I'll tell you the loss of your freedoms, the hostility, the attacks, the aggression. And not just that, but the accommodation and the facilitation by your local councils for block voting. And that's what's going to happen with your borders down, with your replacement population. And that is the intentions of the Democrats. And that was the intention of the Labour Party in the UK. So, yeah, that's who Urban Scoop are. So if you can sign up and support us, you support our work. And our work is valuable work. In fact, it's the most important work I've done. I've been an activist for 15 years. I've gone through lots of trials and tribulations, but telling the stories of these survivors, seeing the courage of these survivors, knowing what these men have done, and making sure that people know who they are is the most important work I'll do.
Yeah. And just Tommy's voice a bit gruff. You can see on his title there, Man Flu is worse than Labour.
Listen, if anyone doesn't know, maybe everyone knows, I have been so ill, man. And I'm not one for all this COVID nonsense. So it was a bit hard for me to even talk about it. Yeah, I was laying in bed for 6 days, shivering and sweating, but I was thinking, I can't say anything, because I just tell everyone, shut up.
Could have been monkeypox.
It could be monkeypox. But I don't. They'll be kicking my door off and sticking me in some quarantine, wouldn't they? I went to the gym this morning. I still went to the gym and tried to train for it. And I've got all my zinc and I've got all my vitamins and I've got all my... So, yeah.
Let me look down some of the comments on Getter. Maddie S92 says, order the book physical and digital already.
Thank you, Maddie.
Wildwood Weed says, I ordered my copy last night. There was some, Babs Loves Tommy says, loving the book at the moment. Ward Gary says, Tommy, we need book signings.
I'm going to do book signings. I'm going to do an indoor event. Do you know what it was? We had 8 weeks without emails, so I couldn't even email you.
Yeah.
We've got our email system back up. I've got venues. I just need to get, back in court on the 1st of August for contempt, where I've just got all the bills through. Do you know that I've got another bill now? £67,000, right? Court costs. So they took me to court over a £44,000 debt that was discharged in my bankruptcy. Yeah, it's gone, right? But they took me to court to question me about the £44,000 that's discharged.
Wow.
And they've run up more costs of £67,000 over the £44,000. And now they want me to pay the £67,000. So although I've come out of bankruptcy, they now want to hit me with a whole new load of costs. Yeah, and it cost me £25,000 to have a QC to debate all this crap. Yeah, and now I've got another bill from the QC because they're still behind the scenes debating them. And it's going to go back to the judge on the 1st of August, where I'm going to get tried for contempt and also probably hit with these £67,000 bills. And what that is financial terrorism. You will see the corruption of your judiciary. The level of corruption, as I said, I'm probably a depressed guest to have at the minute on this because I'm just pretty fed up of everything that's going on. I was sitting down for all my legal stuff earlier, just reading it, just thinking, how can I get away with this, man? It's financial terrorism. And they don't just get away with it, but they get applauded, celebrated. The media celebrate it.
Tommy, most of the public will, in the UK we've covered, and you talked about Mark Stein, and it was unbelievable. I watched it yesterday, I think, and Mark Stein said, the problem we have is that we have Muslim rapists. And then he goes on and think, wow. I mean, everyone else dances around. They talk about this as an Asian problem, as if this is gangs of Sikhs. And Mark Stein called it out as it was. And it's brilliant that he's held that line for well over a decade.
It's great that he's held that line. We need to go one more. Okay. The Overton window, what was politically acceptable to talk about, right? The English Defence League smashed that. Yeah? They smashed that. And brave people joined that movement and they marched in their thousands.
Yeah.
And they went to jail. They lost jobs. They lost relationships. They lost family relationships. They were slandered. They were attacked. And they took to the front lines to fight and to make sure that people in this country knew what's happening to our daughters. Yeah? And no one was allowed to speak about that back then, right? That got shifted, okay? Then people were allowed to talk about these Asian grooming gangs. Now that's been smashed, okay? And we've got down to finally mentioning they're Muslim and finally mentioning that they're Pakistani. Yeah? Let's get rid of the word Asian.
Yep.
What needs to change now? What do presenters on GB News need to talk about? The driving force behind it. Why is it Pakistani Muslim men? Why are they doing these crimes? Why out of a 2% of our population is Pakistani male in the UK, why are 90% of the convictions Muslim Pakistani men? Why are 30% of them called Muhammad? Why? Yeah. I start asking that question because I still see it still as sort of like I said it when I was on debating Piers Morgan. I said, Piers, you'll catch me in 5 years, all right? Start asking the question. Don't give me another independent inquiry on the police's actions. Give me an independent inquiry on the Quran and whether the Quran justifies the actions of these men, on whether it's legitimate under Islam for what they're doing. Because until you get behind the driving force of why, in every town and city, brothers, cousins, okay, something this country's never seen, okay? There's always been dirty, disgusting paedophiles, yeah? But fathers and sons raping kids together, it's never been heard of, right? Every one of these towns and cities, every one of them, they're all related, they're all family, they're all sharing young English girls together. There's something very different going on here. I know what it is, yeah? But when are our government going to actually come out and challenge it and talk about it? When are the presenters on our TV shows going to start saying, hold on a minute, is there, just ask the question at least, is there something in Islam that could be causing this? Because you see, if there is something in Islam that's causing this behaviour that's in every town and city, do you think maybe we need to stop Islamic immigration temporarily at least? Do you think maybe these boatloads of God knows who, from God knows what country, with God knows what, in fact, we do know what their views are, because we just have to look at Pew Research of people in Afghanistan, yeah, Pakistan, to see what their views are. We know their views on women. We know their oppressive views. We know their homophobic views. We know how they think. Yeah, I know how they think. Anyone who follows that book, we know how they think. Yeah, but when are we going to start asking those questions? And are we going to have to wait another 2-3 years of reporters sitting saying, okay, they're Pakistani, okay, they're Muslim. Okay, why? Talk about the book, talk about the Quran, talk about Muhammad. That's why this is happening. It's happening because of the teachings of Muhammad. That's why it's happening. And no matter where...
Oh. Your internet's dropped. Your internet's dropped. Give me a moment. I'll bring you back. Let me pull you off and try and pull you back on. Let me do. No, your internet's dropped off. Oh, it's dropped off. Can I kick you off and you can click on again? Can you hear me? He maybe can't. Nope. Let me kick you off and you can come back on. There you go. He'll come back. I think so. There he is. There you go. Oh, where's your sound gone? Your sound's gone. Where's your sound? Nope. Where's your sound gone? You were in full flow and then it didn't like you. Nope. Where is it? Don't you love tech? Tech and Tommy. Let me try again. No! Where your sign cut? Are you on the phone? Yeah? No? No? What happened to you? You were in full flow. Let's see if he can fix it. Well, it's kind of, Wise Old Sage says GCHQ tuned in. Yeah, they probably did. Let me pull them in.
Are we there?
Yeah, you're there.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
There you go. Do you know what, Mum? I'm sorry. I red buttoned my mum there. I should have done that. I should have red buttoned you, Peter. I should never have red buttoned my mum. So, Mum. But my mum, do you know why my mum would be ringing me? She's saying, Stephen, you're tired and you're angry. And I'll tell you. I'll tell you. And you're going on the run. And I am going on the run because I am tired and I am angry.
I'm surprised. I mean, Patrick Christie's has, but he's new to all of this. Mark Stein stayed with it. A few have stayed with it. But I am surprised there is a lack of anger because this report, which had just come out, 7-year investigation by the police, and zero police officers have been punished. More than getting a written warning, like naughty, naughty, we'll have a word with you. Please do better next time. I read the executive summary, 30 pages, haven't read the 150-page full report, but it lists all their failings, and I'm surprised that people are not furious that the police get a free hand in all of this.
It's all to hide the real root of the problem. I was asking you about Boko Haram in Nigeria. Yeah? Boko Haram, do you know what the word, do you know Boko Haram? You know their technology. Terrorist organization.
Yeah, yeah.
What their name translate? Do you know what their name translated? Trans?
No.
No. So against Western education, yeah, that's what we're told. Right? It doesn't. When I looked it up, it doesn't. That's the Western name. That's what we've named Boko Haram. Yeah. Their actual terrorist organization translates as enforcing the teachings of Muhammad. The sooner we realise that all of these actions are coming kings. They're coming from the scripture. They're coming from what's legitimate, and that's where that's where I think the debate needs to be shifted. Yeah. Okay, we know they're raping. Okay, we know it's happening. They've terrorized. They've tortured. Why? That's what we need to be asking. Why? Why aren't Sikhs doing it? Why was this not gangs of Hindu men? Why? And no one dare ask that question. And in fact, there's only one politician, a great man, that you know yourself, since Winston Churchill, that has even raised and asked a question of Islam in our parliament, and that's Lord Pearson.
Yeah.
No other politician has asked any question that needs to be asked about Islamic doctrine and Islam and the influence of Islam and the effect of Islam on a nation. We have 4 million Muslims in the UK, yeah? We're seeing the effect in every town and city. When you're reading about what's going on in Oldham, that's just the reality of having an Islamic community living amongst a non-Islamic community. And that's the reality in every town and city. And we're still pussyfooting around it. I know I've gone on a bit of a rant. I went, my last one, you should have seen my last live stream. Because I'm tired. Because I'm tired. And I'm not just tired, I'm fed up with it. I read all these news reports and I'm fed up. And do you know why I'm fed up? Because I meet the girls.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just think, why, where are the men of England, man? Where are we? What has happened to us? And that's where I get disheartened, because I think they've weakened us already that much. They have weakened our men that much. The feminization, the pathetic little what men are now becoming, yeah? They're already there. They're already there. So, United States, keep hold of your guns, yeah? Because there is an almighty struggle coming. And they're going to attack everything that you hold dear, your family, your values, your children. They're coming for it.
And Tommy, I often hear from others that, you need to be careful. You can't be so critical. We need to have the tolerance. But to me, any ideology is open for any ridicule and mocking and critiquing. And Islam should be no different, that it should be there on the table to say what you like about and to mock and criticise and debate with.
The time for being careful is over. Yeah? It's gone. years ago. Right? Even I got a bit. This is where I get frustrated with myself. Last week when they prevented the showing of that cartoon.
Yeah.
And this is my film. Yeah, the sheer film. And this is my own cowardice because 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I'd have screened that film straight away. When they made that decision, I said, all right, sounds. Everyone come and join me because I'm showing you that film. In whichever city they prevented it, I think Sheffield it was first, I'd have turned up. And even then now, I'm probably in the same situation. I'm sitting there thinking I've gone through years. My children have been disrupted. They've been targeted. I'm facing prison on the 1st of August. But there needs to be a resistance. And when we're talking about, I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about Islam. Okay, I'm not saying every single Muslim is a bad person. As I said, I've grown up in Luton, some amazing, beautiful people I've met. Yeah, I believe they're victims of Islam. Okay, I'd love to free every one of them.
Yeah,
but yeah, we're in a sad state of affairs. If you look at what they've done to Donald Trump, when they can silence the president of the United States, the superpower of the world, when they can do what they've done to him, when they can steal an election so blatantly, when they can silence even Dinesh D'Souza's film, when everything's going on, when big tech are collaborating, when all of this is going on, and we can all see it going on. And what's the end goal? It's not for families. They don't want strong families. They don't want us to prosper. They don't want us to grow. And that's where I think all the dots are coming together for everyone. And
Tommy,
defy, resist. Do not complain.
Your book. So if people do go and they get hold of it, what is it that you want to put across? Because you're hitting on these big issues, but you also become the issue or the story because of the pressure put on you and because you're used as the target. But in writing this, what's your kind of message or what do you want to get out to the public?
It's to get people to question everything. Question everything. Because the country I thought I lived in, before my activism, God, it's such a different country. The freedoms you think you've got, read my book and understand you have them. I'm one man, one small man, very small man actually. But I'm taller than Avi Yemeni, right? But I'm one man, and this is just my story of what they've done to me. But you can bet that across this country, there are many men who are not going to get to tell their story, who have been silenced, who have had their lives destroyed, who are sitting there scared to talk. Speech isn't free when it has consequence. You can't say freedom of speech. Not when it has consequence. That's not free. And right now it has consequence at every level, whether it be threats, whether it be violence, whether it be loss of jobs, loss of work. You must protect. You must get rid of your rhinos in America. You must clean your house. You must make sure that every single Republican that you're fighting behind is fully standing by the values and the core values of the United States. And I'm watching, that's for America, because I believe the battle will be won and lost in the United States. The battle for freedom will be won and lost in the United States.
Absolutely. Can I let me ask you one other thing, something completely different. The French election, so Marine Le Pen getting 89 seats in the French Parliament. What were your thoughts on that? That's a massive breakthrough for her and possibly could have bigger ripples across Europe.
It's a massive breakthrough. Each time I watch any of the elections, I always think, what's it going to take? Yeah. And then I know I've been on the depressive one here, but I also say that, you know, everyone, I meet so many people with silence, you probably do as well, who are thinking it, but they're scared to say it. I think when that shift comes, when it happens, whether it be in the United States,
oh, how did you go? How's your volume gone again? How's your volume gone? Wait. Your volume. Let me see. Let me shift them off. Let me cut them off. Let me. I I kicked him off. He'll come back on. Tommy needs a tech guy. If you buy tons of his books, he can get a tech guy. That's what he needs. Someone to actually operate his phone and to make sure his mum doesn't call his phone when he's on a live stream. Come on. Join back on. I had to kick him off. He needs a whole studio. That's part of actually supporting Urban Scoop. That by supporting Urban Scoop, by signing up, by giving, then you actually can play your part with what Tommy is doing and support him and stand shoulder to shoulder.
I believe you just on my back.
I kicked you off because your volume disappeared again. So no, that was easier.
You joined my son's speaker. My son shouting, he's saying, Dad! Turn the Bluetooth off. There's some American dude. He thinks you're American.
Here, Tommy, do you think people need to give to Urban Scoop so you can actually get someone to run your technical side? I think that's what you need.
Oh, no, a technical producer. I need a producer. Do you know what we need? You were just saying. We need a TV studio.
Yeah. Yep.
There needs to be. So, Mr. Miller, Jason, Steve Bannon, whoever's watching, yeah, the opportunity for a UK-based TV show, a daily politics show, talking about the issues, not GB News, because I still think GB News is a little bit light. I'm hopeful, and I'm not criticising some of the brave people who are talking through there, but the fact that they run to cover a headline news story about.
I'll leave that picture up off of me so bad. I'm going to kick him off again. Oh, seriously. Oh. Come on. It was so hot in here. I thought I'd stick my getter cap on because I didn't have time to actually brush my hair. Ah, it's so hot. No, where's he gone? Seriously, he's crashed again. I'm going to have to sort him out for his internet. Seriously. So yeah, go on Urban Scoop, urbanscoop.news. The link is there. And sign up, at least sign up for the updates. But also consider donating. So £5, £10, £15 a month. There aren't many people who are worthy of it as much as Tommy and what he's doing and what he has faced, the cancelling that he has faced simply for speaking the truth. So yeah, think of going and doing that. And also his book, go on to Amazon and let's pump that up. Let's get it up to the top. Let's screw up the algorithms on Amazon. Oh, I love it, Tommy. Great.
I don't know what's going on, right?
I tell people, I mean, to go and get the book. I know people who bought a dozen copies. Remember Liz Phillips telling me she bought 20 copies of your book because she wanted to give it out to people, because she wanted people to hear your story, and she realized that only by word of mouth would have happened. It was passing on the book. So people can do the same on this. Get a copy, read it, and then pass it on to someone else and let them hear the story of what Tommy's been through.
And Liz, I hope you're well, and I hope your husband's well. A wonderful woman. So, but yeah, if you can, buy the book and spread the word, because it's my story, but this ain't about me. This is about censorship. This is about control. This is about the tyranny of where we're heading. It's about all of our freedoms. Yeah. And it's also a massive to cancel culture, because I already find it. I do troll a bit. I think you cancelled me. You're not allowed to mention my name on Facebook. You delete me from every single social media, from Snapchat to bloody. I hadn't even used Snapchat. I got an email from you're banned. I hadn't even used it. Right. So Instagram, you banned me from all of them. I dropped a book yesterday, and it's number 15 in the UK charts. So what you've done is you've censored me, you've silenced me, but you've also it's a temporary solution that you've created, because we will grow. I think I'm at 205,000 followers on Getter. So thank you to the guys at Getter. We will get the figures back, whether it be Truth Social, whether it be when Elon Musk finally takes over Twitter, whatever it be, people will listen to our voices again. So, and all we can continue to do is carry on talking and carry on trying to raise awareness.
Absolutely. Let me just bring up what people will get on your Getter handle. 1 minute. There it is, yeah. 205,000. So make sure you're...
Not bad, eh?
It's not bad, and loads of watching on Getter. If you're not on Getter, make sure you use it. And but not only... Don't only sign up for an account and use it to follow people like Tommy and others. Actually engage with it. Actually use it as a network connecting people, because it's not just you following, but it's you putting out the information, connecting with others, and actually being an active user. So get on it, but also get active.
Yeah, I love it. It's my home. So everyone now knows. And I know we're only, what, when did I start using it? 6 months? Another 12 months, 24 months, we'll make sure the whole of the UK Getter is a household name.
And when are you going to be signing books?
The next. I need to sort the venue. You know what it is? I face Jow again on the 1st of August. So even like trying to make my plans, all I'm trying to make my plan for at the minute is to have 7 days with my children. To have a seven, because obviously I didn't go to Mexico, as many you may remember. Didn't go to Mexico. Do you know what? My kids, so we booked a beautiful holiday to Mexico, because the only time I feel at home, the only time I feel really relaxed, the only time I really relax is when I'm out of this country, when I'm with my family, and I can really relax. So we had Mexico booked, and lo and behold, I ended up sitting in Belmarsh. So I'm sitting in Belmarsh, get out to use my phone, my kids are in Mexico. So we go and we book Mexico again. And I think, right, and I land in Mexico, didn't I? This was what, 3 months ago? I'm so happy, kids, man. And then Mr. Robinson, yeah, come with us. Detained, threat to national security of me in Mexico, yeah. Governed by the cartels and 5'6" little lad from Luton who talks a bit about politics is a threat to national security. So I still haven't had, and I'm just desperate to have 7 days where I can turn this phone off and have some quality time with my kids, because if worst case comes on the 1st of August, that's what I'm waiting for, so... That's all I'm planning.
Can you do a book signing just before you go in or outside the court?
Yeah, I thought it was the wrong time to do it. I want to try and do... yeah, do you know what? I'll do it outside Belmarsh,
yeah? Yeah,
outside the High Court. I'll say, excuse me, my lord. I've just got a few books to sign. You'll have to hold that prison wagon.
You could actually do outside next time you're in court. Why not use that? Tell people, come on, down, book signing.
I will.
That'd be the weirdest event ever.
Do you know what? I'm going to do that. Do you know what? There you go. I will be doing a book signing event outside the Royal Courts of Justice on the 1st of August.
There you go. You heard it here first. That's what this is about, teamwork.
Thank you.
Tommy, thanks for coming on. I know people jump on, follow you on Getter. Go on urbanscoop.news, sign up the newsletter, consider donating, and get a copy of his book. And pass
sorry
it
if I went on a bit of a rant there, guys. I'm tired. I'm going to get out of my head.
Not at all. Thank you to our viewers for watching. Make sure and obviously share the video. Let others know about the book that's just out, and let them also hear about actually the truth of what happened to Tommy. Don't let your friends just believe what they have read in the media. Make sure and be the alternative side, the side of truth, and help inform them of what actually he has done and what the issues are that actually is so vocal on. So be the one that is the change amongst your friends, colleagues, neighbours, everyone, and get the word out.
And show bravery.
Absolutely. Thank you. And we'll say good night to our viewers. So good night. Enjoy the rest of your day. So thank you and goodbye.
Good night, everyone.
If you like what we do, sign up to our mailing list. Donate, share, and subscribe to our many platforms at heartsofoak.org. Thank you for listening.